Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are on day 8 of this occupation. Our city is under siege. This group is emboldened by the lack of enforcement by every level of government. They are terrorizing our residents, torturing them with incessant honking, threatening them and preventing them from leading their lives. People cannot go to work or open their businesses. They cannot sleep, walk, shop, go to medical appointments, or enjoy their neighborhood. This group is a threat to our democracy. What we're seeing is bigger than just a City of Ottawa problem. This is a nationwide insurrection. This is madness. We need a concrete plan to put an end to this now. To date, we have taken all of the actions requested of us. Chief, I have called this meeting to ask one specific question in accordance with the police service.
If the government served the people, then the government would have nothing to fear from the people. But it is clear that now the government fears us. After years of persistent abuse of the Constitution, during which time they have betrayed, robbed, injured and killed the Australian people, we have had enough. And we are not alone. Internationally, the people are rising up peacefully against the unlawful and criminal excesses of those whom they have elected. Millions of good and decent men and women around the world have decided that this war for the world must end. And they know it will end when enough of us stand up and declare in one voice, no more. Here in Australia, the people are gathering in the nation's capital, Canberra, in order to communicate their intent that the Governor-General should meet his constitutional responsibility by dissolving the Parliament and appointing a new Executive Council in order to prepare for free and fair elections. In the long journey from barbarism to civilization, days such as these are rare. Seminal days when a people bands together, putting aside their petty differences in order to secure their lives and their liberty. In other words, to earn their rights to their sovereign nationhood. Now is the time to play your part in the liberation of Australia. Now is the time to stand alongside your fellow Australians and resist tyranny. Now is the time to ensure your children and grandchildren are free. You are here because generations ago your ancestors sacrificed all for you. It is now time to pay that debt forward. Now, nothing else matters. This is not about politics. This is a non-political event. This is about our very lives and our very future. You must drop everything and get to Canberra as soon as you can. Some have made their way from far afield as Adelaide, Melbourne and Rockhampton. What's your excuse? And they plan to stay until we win. Remain calm regardless of the force used against you. They will provoke a reaction which ultimately will see the use of police snipers opening fire. This is a reality. Regardless of the force used against you, you must, we must, remain calm in order to win. Fly, drive, walk if you must, but we need an army of millions in Canberra to win this war. And we will win if you attend. Pack up as much food and water as you can. The people already there are sharing and cooperating as never before. If you can't find accommodation, sleep in your car. We must come together now. This is our time. We the people. Do it for your family and do it for the future of Australia. I'm Ricardo Bosi. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Jason Jones hadn't been on the show in almost 8-9 months because he's been all over the world all over the world saving Christians. He's got one of the probably the most successful organization actually getting Christians out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq, out of their areas, and he's on the front lines defending the Uyghurs and pushing that into the group consciousness. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's the sound of honking in Belgium and Australia and Germany and the UK and, of course, Canada. As farmers and others understand, they're under attack. And everywhere was an explosive understanding that it's Klaus Schwab and the corporate takeover in the UN that they've infiltrated via the Bilderberg Group, all major institutions. And now the police are resigning en masse all over the world and giving incredible speeches I've been watching. We can't even give credit to it. There's too many. Royal Mounted of Police, you name it. FBI, you name it, saying this is evil. I've been there. They plan this to never end. The New World Order is a suicide pact. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The devil loves death. Those that hate me, Christ said, love death. Somebody who loves life is Jason Jones. He's a great filmmaker and activist, and he has traveled the world to defend Christians who are under unprecedented attack. The UN admits that the persecution of Christians doubled in the last 20 years and now tripled in the last 2 years. And so he's got so much to talk about, standing with the vulnerable truckers and the Uyghurs and for our own families in this battle, standing up for Hawaii that's still under this horrible lock of evil, being arrested in the name to stand with Christians in Afghanistan and Uyghurs and Chinese concentration camps. You've been arrested in Hawaii. And we will defeat the global enemy when we stand with those they target or abandon to violence. Exactly. Somebody being enslaved in Mongolia or somebody being enslaved in places like Austria where they're forcibly injecting now people. People always thank me like in Australia or in Mexico, and I stand up people and they go, thank you for caring. Thank you. What do you mean? Them being attacked means we're next. When we let evil grow one place, it comes back on us. Now, obviously, I have empathy and I care about them, but God put that in us to protect ourselves. If we don't have empathy, we are dead. We are not connected to God. So, Mr. Jones, it's great to have you here. You got so much to cover. I've been trying to get you on for 6, 8, 9 months. You've been all over the world. Where do you want to start?
Well, Alex, first of all, I just want to say that they had to deplatform you before any of this could have happened. It was like a military operation. And I want to thank you because you have been a consistent voice for the vulnerable, for my friends and my families in Hawaii.
Thank you, brother.
You have been a consistent voice. One of the most beautiful things I've seen in my life is when you wore the dopa standing with the Uyghur.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, that was just there.
And beautiful people.
And when you wore that dopa for the most persecuted people in the world, 3 million Uyghur in concentration camps, 1 million Tibetan children separated from their families. And you've been the voice.
And they're crying out to God for help, and God sends us to help.
And you've been the voice in your audience. To be here with you, I was telling my assistant as we were driving here, it's such a privilege. We're going to be with Alex Jones and his audience. The victories we are seeing now with the horns of Jericho blowing, and the New World Order is going to collapse. They're going around. Isn't it amazing that you're their horns?
I didn't think it's Jericho.
It's Jericho. The horns of Jericho and the walls of the New World Order are collapsing. They're done. You nailed it. They are done. Are they going to take us with them? We need to. You were standing with the J6. There is a thin line that connects those J6 defendants with the Uyghur, with the Hong Kongers. They are connected with the families in Hawaii that were placed in horrible food insecurity with the global shutdowns. And you have been a consistent voice. But the secret to defeating the New World Order, the deep state, the deep church, the mainstream media, the secret to defeating them is thoughtless and radical solidarity with those who have been abandoned, with those who are vulnerable. We have the truckers, we have the folks, we have the info warriors, we need the three P's. We need the people, we need the police, and we need our pastors. And I would say as a Catholic, our pastors and our priests, our bishops have really fallen down. When they stand with these truckers, the salt of the earth, the hardest working people on earth, they're the ones that feed us. They're the ones that have made us so prosperous. When we have the courage to stand with them, they're calling them fascists. We're having an Olympic in a neo-fascist regime. We're having the NBC and Nike and Coca-Cola. They're all participating in this with the fascist regime. And they're calling the Washington Post and others have had the nerve to call these truckers fascism. So we stand with these people.
Well, they're not calling them terrorists.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. In fact, roll some B-roll. The left is now jumping in front of the trucks, acting like they're being run over. It's the worst acting I've ever seen. So what would you call this period of time, Jason Jones, we're in right now? Because this is biblical. I mean, they're openly trying to promote a mark of the beast, all of this.
Yeah, and the culture of death, when we look at what we call neoliberalism, which it's not a good word, but it's the word we have. Neoliberalism is merging with this ideology of the CCP. We're beginning to see that they are the same ideology. They are partners. NBC is partnering with the CCP to cover up the greatest genocide of our era. People say this is like the Berlin Olympics all over again. It is not like the Berlin Olympics. The Berlin Olympics took place in 1936. The Wannsee Conference wasn't until 1943 that made these mechanized death camps. The invasion of Poland wasn't until 1939. The CCP invaded Tibet and invaded East Turkestan in 1949. The Uyghurs have been in concentration camps now. They've blown up over the
past. That's right. The left used to care about the Tibetans. In 49, as you, they brought artillery in and blew up the Tibetan temples.
Yeah.
Killing thousands inside. I mean, this is just insane. And to watch the left go along with all this, it's just so sad.
Well, I wrote an article at LifeSite News this week where I listed all of the corporations with all their presidents and CEOs and board members. I listed their names, and it was a letter to the woke of 2092, because the woke today don't have the courage to condemn them. So maybe in 2092, they can look at this list and anything that was named after them, any university dorm or any award that's given. But Airbnb, to think that like Savannah.
The Warriors owner says, I don't care about Warriors.
I mean, it doesn't.
I literally don't care about mass execution camps, slavery, people literally in jail cells being tortured to death. He just thinks it's funny. He's totally disconnected. It's like, yeah.
Well, and then if you bring this to Afghanistan, this abysmal, the most one of them.
Yeah, tell folks what you've been doing the last 9-10 months.
The reason why I have been really hard to get on the show for the past 9 months is we were very active in Iraq during the genocide, the ISIS genocide. In fact, I was there. I traveled with the Peshmerga. I documented the ISIS war on Christians, Yazidis, and other vulnerable communities. And I had COVID pneumonia, and I was very sick in the middle of August. And on August 13th, I started getting inundated with requests for evacuation. Well, my organization had a very big footprint in Iraq and Syria, but we didn't do much work in Afghanistan. We began working to rescue these folks that approached us. And what happens when you rescue one person or one family?
Any more help.
10 families contact you. And now people, my friends joke that every Christian in Afghanistan has my cell number. We have been working relentlessly since the middle of August to rescue Christians, SIVs. Those are people who have been that fought alongside our men and women. My own son fought in Iraq and Syria, so it's very important to me that we stand with those that stood with us. We're rescuing them. Our big project has been since December is food and coal. Alex, they're not telling the story. Afghanistan is starving and freezing to death because they can't get coal for heat, and they can't. They're not getting food. So
you can't go in there and for 20 years build it up and do all that and then suddenly just pull the rug out.
No, and this is our organization delivering food and coal to Christian communities. On Christmas Day alone, over 1,000 families woke up to over 4 months of food and coal outside their door. And if you go to our website, you can see pictures of people looking.
And again, this isn't like the joke of Santa giving you coal. Coal's a good thing to be given because that's how they don't have any trees there, basically. Very little forest left. That's how they heat their food, heat their houses.
Yeah, that was our sort of hook to get people to pay attention. We said, coal for Christmas, help us deliver coal for Christmas. Because in early December, it struck me as ironic that here we are as an organization delivering coal for Christmas, and you think coal is for bad kids. We were delivering coal to keep beautiful families alive, and we're still doing it every day. We our organization, the Vulnerable People Project, can get food and coal to a vulnerable family within 24 hours anywhere in Afghanistan, and most places within four. And my team is amazing. They'll drop the food and coal. They take pictures of it outside the door, like your Amazon Prime delivery. And we'll show up with people that are starving to death. We've showed up at places where too late, and we find people that have already died eating grass soup.
Yeah, and that was part of the lockdowns killed. And now even it's 40 million people probably died. 200 plus million on starvation. It's so sick. Like you get there late and they're dead. Mainly children.
And Alex, the only place I could get that message out in 2020 was your show. I was on your show and said we were about to starve the world. We were about to have hunger like we have never had it. Thanks to
that gives me tears in my eyes because literally the left and this lockdown is murdering people, not the virus. And God is going to get really mad at us if we don't stand up.
And they're not letting you know.
They're not letting you know.
And we knew it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jonathan Swift, modest proposal 250 years ago, saying, hey, you Irish are complaining you're all starving to death. How about you just raise your babies up like little baby pigs and the English lords and ladies can just eat your children? So I said, okay, if they shut things down and starve everybody to death, I got to start sizing up my neighbors. They're going to collapse to eat them. Now I gave the proviso, but the media cut that out and said Jones is literally going to eat and kill his neighbors. I mean, that's what they do, but imagine the dignity of people in Africa and Asia and Latin America and everywhere. When they starve to death, they just quietly sit in their home. They don't get food. They just start sleeping and they die. And they call it, oh, they just died of the flu or died of a cold. And that's what you're talking about. I'll be honest. I'm not going to go after regular folks, but if people are starving to death, I'm going to go find New World Order people and I'm going to take their food. I probably actually would eat them before I'm going to let my kids die. So I'm not as good as these Afghans or Iraqis or others that are starving to death and just sit there and die in their house. You get hungry, you go out and find food. And that's what the studies show, depending on studies. Within about 15 days, 90% of people become cannibals. Okay, so when I bring this up, this isn't a joke. Cutting off the world infrastructure will cause a giant collapse and end of the world type scenarios. Jason Jones, you've been all over the world and witnessed this, and witnessed the lockdowns, and you were here when it all began, warning it would cause mass starvation. Now we've seen it. So real crimes against humanity, not from the virus, but from the lockdown.
Yeah, when I was arrested in Hawaii, I may have had the privilege of being the first person in the world arrested, protesting the very first COVID shutdown. And as I said there in my speech, that I'm really here for food security. Hawaii, being the furthest place in the world from anywhere else in the world, would become the most food insecure place in the developed world. But I also knew that those countries that were on the brink of hunger would fall into hunger. Those communities that were on the verge of starvation would fall into starvation. You just a small contraction in the global economy. And that's why Bolsonaro wasn't going to budge, because he recognized that Brazil had to be really concerned about their poor starving to death.
Oh, it was a classic communist plan to shut off food production, have an uprising blamed on the government. He got Klaus Schwab, angry world, we take over after they're angry.
Yeah, and we'll eat cricket meat, and we'll love it. I mean, they want to feed you cricket meat. Well, with my organization, when we go around the world, you know, we're working with communities that in the best of times are really on the brink of starvation. And it didn't take much to see that going into these shutdowns, I remember I wrote an article before we shut down saying that if the world follows Italy's example and shuts down, that the global economy is going to contract, the poorest of the poor in the world are going to starve to death. And even places in the developed world like Hawaii would be food insecure. We saw in the state of Hawaii food lines 7 miles long. We saw our homeless being shuffled around from place to place, being harassed for months and months and months on end. And so, but then when you take a place like Afghanistan that we pulled the carpet out from underneath them, Alex, you and I and the InfoWar audience weren't advocating regime change, war, and nation building. This is my organization feeding people in a country that the neoliberals, the neoconservatives invaded that country, throwing around promises like Mardi Gras beads. And they didn't keep a single promise. Not a single promise. And the people that helped us, just like the Kurds that helped us in the first Iraq war, the people that trusted us, we betrayed. The people that believed in us, with all of their heart, believed in us.
And risked their lives.
And risked their lives, and they are dying. You know, the heart, I've had two employees. One employee was hospitalized who had a nervous breakdown because he had to deal. He was an Afghan-American who had to deal on the phone every day with people that he was communicating with on Signal one day. The next day they were dead.
Well, that's the thing. Caring is painful. Like God says in the Bible, the beginning of knowledge is the beginning of sorrow. But we have to do it.
Yeah, and you said something at the end of the last segment, Alex, that, you know, you may be in trouble now. When you stand with the vulnerable, you become as vulnerable as they are. When you stand with a vulnerable person up against a mob, you become indistinguishable to the violent from the person you're standing with. When you stand with the Uyghur, the CCP will try to honeypot you. It's going to happen. When you stand with the J6 defendants, they're going to smear you and call you the same names they're calling the J6 defendants. But something beautiful happens. That when you stand with the vulnerable, you inspire other people. And now these InfoWars have been standing. Now what do you have in Italy? The streets are filled with Italians having meals in front of restaurants. You have truckers all over the world. You know, when you stand with, who was at the cross with Jesus? Everyone left. Who was at the cross with Jesus?
His mother and then the thief and the murderer.
Yeah, well, and the Pietà, you had John and Mary and Mary. Right? Everyone else was gone. But what then happened? Everyone else slowly crept back. So what we should pray for as Christians, and even if we're not Christians, to me, I always want to be with the one person that's left alone. If the world is spitting in Nick Sandman's face, I'm going to stand with Nick Sandman. If they're spitting on Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm going to stand with Kyle Rittenhouse. If they're attacking Alex Jones or Joe Rogan or Dave Chappelle, the Uyghur or the Tibetans, that's where you need to stand. We need to train ourselves to stand with those who are abandoned.
And then we give courage to the Joe Rogans and people to be even more hardcore.
Yeah, they see who's who. They maybe thought that the lion wasn't as bad as we said. They could pet the lion or feed the lion. We misunderstood the lion. That's because they're such good-natured people. That, and all of us find it hard. We find it hard to believe that the CCP has separated a million Tibetan children from their families. We find it hard to believe that ISIS killed Yazidi children. I don't even want to say this out loud. This is what they did.
Say what they did.
They killed Yazidi children. This beautiful community, the proto-Semitic people, Jews, Kurds, Arabs, all descend from them. Abraham came from them. They fed Yazidi children. They killed Yazidi children, then made a dish and fed the children to the mothers.
This is, yeah, I've seen the videos that were sent to me. They're secret videos. We never aired them. What's up with ISIS making you eat dead people?
Yeah, ISIS.
They're a satanic sacrament.
Yeah, ISIS is to Islam what National Socialism is to Christianity. It's not fair to even, because that goes against everything even Muslims teach and believe. ISIS is this radical gang. They're a street gang. They're violent. They're satanic. They're grounded in no religious tradition in the world. But it's hard. When you hear that, you don't believe that. When you hear that there are 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps having their organs harvested when they're not picking cotton for brands like Nike, you don't believe that. And so it's...
Because you wouldn't do that. But it's real.
Yeah, but it's real.
And by not standing up, you become an accomplice. And that's why they want to censor us so we can't convict people's heart because they'll do the right thing.
But it's too late. I mean, you said it, Alex. They're defeated. And I felt it. These Olympics, it's the end for the CCP. It is the end for the CCP. It is over. Game over. I was telling the Uyghur community 2 years ago, we first launched the Boycott the Beijing Olympics campaign, the Genocide Olympics.
I remember, yeah.
And I told the Uyghurs, a stumbling block, a scandal is a stumbling block. This is a scandal, like no scandal ever. Partnering with the regime in the midst of a genocide that's horrendous. But when a stumbling block, you can stand on it, and it becomes a stepping stone. You stand on that stumbling block, and then you can amplify the message. What is our message? I think, Alex, you don't even really see yourself as you are. You don't even completely understand it. Your message has always been the incomparable beauty of the human person and standing with those who have been abandoned. People don't get that, but people are getting it. This audience gets it, and the world is getting it out. And the word is getting out. So what's going to happen? The neoliberals have lost. The CCP is over. We need everyone to support InfoWars. Like Alex says, it's always a battle, but InfoWars will be here, and the CCP will be gone, and the neoliberal elites behind all of this nonsense will be washed away.
Jason Jones, man, always brings tears to my eyes because the Holy Spirit is strong with this one.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Jason Jones is in the house. Gerald Celente coming up. And in the war room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Remember, the only way this dog hunts is you sharing the links, the articles from the demonized and attacked and punished Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv, which takes you right to band.video. So, God's people have been asleep and in a coma. We're all in this awakening process right now. And evil knew this was coming, so it's trying to get all its pieces in position now. But I would say the battle is now being joined. We're going to see some spectacular things. But all I know is this, Jason. If we don't stand up and speak out against evil, God is going to reject us. And we don't want that. And it's going to be worse for us on top of it. So submitting to this makes it worse. Maybe short term it's okay, but very quickly, people now see, wait, submitting isn't getting me ahead now. It's going to hurt me. So people ask, well, why is the elite doing this? Because they're of the devil. They can't help but kill, steal, and destroy. Please continue.
Well, yeah, why would an NBA owner, a billionaire, look a camera in the eye and say, I do not care about 3 million Uyghurs in concentration camps, organ harvesting, forced abortion, slave labor. I make 10% of my income off of my team's partnerships with China, so it doesn't rise above my level.
How would you want that
How
mojo?
You say that?
Like, imagine, like, just the fear. People say the fear of God. Fear of the fact of doing something evil, God removes himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even imagine, like, killing one innocent person, much less signing on to death camps.
And why would he say he didn't care? Only one reason, he didn't care. And we can't understand that people would be thoughtless to this. Well, who's the most vulnerable in all of this? It's our posterity that's yet unborn, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So whatever we have to do to leave our grandchildren a culture of life, a civilization of love, kindness, beauty, joy, love, romance, all of the wonderful things about life, it's in our hands. They're going to have no say. Those Afghan Christians that are hiding, I deal with them every day. Imagine if...
Now break down how bad it is.
Imagine if Anne Frank had Signal and could communicate her diary to you every day.
This is
what my staff has to do with thousands of messages every day from young girls. I can show you at the break, a young girl sent me a message today. It was her birthday. She said she hopes that one day we rescued her. We got her to a safer country, but not a safe country, and we hope one day to resettle her to a safe country, and she turned 24 today. But imagine if a person hiding in a safe house that is fearing the Taliban, they can hear them searching their house from time to time, or they're in their neighborhood, they're messaging you. They message us. We can message them back. It is really something that even there was a picture of me with the Yazidi girl that had just been rescued from ISIS from several years ago that I just saw at the corner of my eye. This is harder than that. It's strange to be in my beautiful home in the hill country of Texas with my children playing outside, and I can smell dinner, and I'm talking to someone that is cold, and they're afraid, not just for themselves, but for their wife and for their children. There's nothing in my life that prepared me for that. But for me, it's just very simple. That our mission at the Vulnerable People Project is to stand with the vulnerable, but really that's all of our mission, and no one's done it better than InfoWars.
Because the evil targets who's vulnerable because that's what they can get now. They want us all.
And the vulnerable and weak. You know who the perfect example of it is? Joe Rogan. He's vulnerable right now. The world, could you imagine? Well, you can't. You don't need to imagine. I don't know. I want to know about you. I want to interview you on my podcast to see how your nervous system works. I just want to know how your mind and your nervous system works that you can take this day in and day out for so long. But for most of us, we can't imagine what Joe Rogan's going through right now. He is a very strong man, a kind man, a man that was loved by the whole world. They're trying to turn the world against him. They did try to do the same thing with Dave Chappelle. I see the same thing with the Christians and others we're helping in Afghanistan. They're like, they're Joe Rogans. They're very smart people. They're very good people. They're very strong people. But they've been placed in an impossible situation that they can never get out of on their own.
Because the Taliban won't let you work or leave your house, just like the left won't, if you don't submit to what they want.
If they come out of their house, they die. There was a family that we had in a safe house, and we were getting them food and coal, but they really thought they could just go home, and they wanted to go home, and we begged them not to go home. The family of seven was killed. So it was imprudent for them to leave the safe house. Yes, there's nothing they can do on their own. And there's nothing really that Joe Rogan can do right now on his own or InfoWars can do on his own. That when you step out, when you become vulnerable or stand with the vulnerable, you need others to stand with you. And then when we stand, we win. We break them. And then we laugh at them. One thing that this whole COVID nonsense has taught me is you can look at the Nazis and they seem kind of comical. Fauci's comical. Even up close, tyranny's a ridiculous.
It's like Revelation says when they capture the devil and the archangel puts him in the cage, everybody says, this did this?
This is a joke. It's a joke. They're a joke. And they're breaking. And it's breaking with beauty and joy. You know, Italians and the Swiss filling the streets with meals. I wish I could go there.
Oh, show that Belgium footage of the tractors pushing back the armored vehicle. It's powerful. They'll dig it up in a minute.
This is what I want to say. There's police officers right now that are watching this show that agree with everything you say, but they have to go to their shift. And they have a mortgage, have to pay child support, and it weighs on them. And they don't know what to do. And they're watching right now.
And part of me wants them to stay in because the good guys leave and that's a purge. But then part of me wants them to leave.
Yeah, but what they can never do is bully and abuse those who are standing up for our rights. They just cannot do that, ever.
So where do you see, because a lot of people are saying, well, the convoy shut everything down. They're going to blame the collapse of civilization on that. I think the public is smart enough to get, we're already under siege. These are the people taking things back and letting the globalists know we're not submitting. I'm totally behind all these convoys, but how do you see this, the power structure striking back? False flags, staging violence, saying the collapse of civilization is caused by the convoys? What do you see happening?
Oh, well, here's what I think we can never do is underestimate their ability to escalate the chaos. And so we just can't sit here and go, we're winning, although it feels like it, right? Where we feel like there's this great success. I don't know what they're going. I fear war with Russia. This is my big fear. And again,
and you're an army veteran yourself, been around the world. Yeah. What do you make of what's happening currently?
Yeah, I've been getting messages from my friends. You know, my son fought in Iraq and Syria. I was an infantry veteran. My dad and grandfather were both infantry veterans. I would hate to be a parent of someone deploying to Eastern Europe right now. I would hate to be Ukrainian or Russian. This is horrific. And how do we keep repeating the same mistakes? They call us the racists, the misogynists, the warmongers. They're the ones that don't care about Uyghur women being forced into sex slavery. They're the ones that don't care about ethnic and religious abuse. And they're the ones that have fomented every catastrophe, every war, and we let them get away with it. I think we need to hold the line. There's going to be no war over the Ukraine. We're not going to participate in that. We're not going to allow them to escalate. We're going to keep this what it has always been about.
And by the way, I'm very proud of Americans. The polls are 76% to 82%. A bunch of mainline polls are against war. Liberal, conservative people are sick of this.
Yeah, we won the day, right? I think you and Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard and others have changed America on this. And I think just going back 6 years ago, it was a real battle to stop a regime change war in Syria. And this was horrific. These are the same people that wanted war in Syria. Do you know what would have happened if Assad collapsed in Syria? Wherever Assad was pushed back, where Assad was pushed back, Yazidis, Christians, and Kurds were literally liquidated by ISIS. Were literally liquidated by ISIS.
They wanted their houses and their farms.
Yeah, an IDF general said, an Israeli Defense Force general wrote about 6 years ago, when they were pushing to topple Assad, he wrote that if Assad falls, 800,000 Christians and Alawites will die. 800,000 Christians and Alawites will die. They flinch at this. They shrug at this. They shrug at the winter of death in Afghanistan. And I texted your producers some photos of this winter of death. Mass starvation. The media is not covering it. Why are they not covering it?
We'll show that winter of death when we come back on the other side with Jason Jones. We'll take about 15 minutes the next hour, then the great Gerald Celente is going to take over. But I want to get into just Jan 6, the politics, the deep state, the globalists. Jason Jones is here. Jason, what's the best website for people to find all the amazing stuff you're doing?
Yeah, thegreatcampaign.org. If you go to thegreatcampaign.org, you can see all of our work. Our mission is to stand with the most vulnerable people in the world when it's the most challenging, when no other groups will arrive. When the cavalry shows up, we ride off into the sunset. But we go with the vulnerable when no one else will go there.
Beautiful. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To 1984 is 1776. Filmmaker, amazing humanitarian activist Jason Jones is in studio with us. And give out, you got so many great websites, so many great films. The most important site right now for people to visit.
TheGreatCampaign.org. You can see our work for the Uyghur. You can see our work for the Christians in Afghanistan. And our boycott the CCP Genocide Olympics.
And again, you don't make a big deal about this, but let me guess, I bet as an Army veteran, you're in a lot more danger now going to all these places than you were in the military, or is that not true?
Yeah, no, and I remember being in Mosul watching U.S. planes, you know, fly overhead bombing ISIS and thinking, I'm the only American in this part of the country, and it's a bit horrifying. But then you remind yourself,
that you're around a bunch of garbage.
And my wife is watching this, and so I always downplay the danger and say, it's not dangerous at all. It's safer than going to Chicago. So, you remind yourself, kids live here their whole life.
That's right.
You know, and
exactly. Whenever I have any fear, I think of the children.
Yeah. Everything I do is through the eyes of a father wanting to protect his children. And I know there are fathers out there who are struggling to protect their children, like in Afghanistan, like Uyghur fathers in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan. So for me, it's like father to father, I want to be with you to help you. Because I know they're smarter than me, they're better looking than me, they're better, maybe oftentimes better educated than me, better moral character than me. But I have been placed in a position to help them, which is kind of, it's embarrassing sometimes, to help people that are wiser.
Who is wiser than you?
Well, the people that these vulnerable communities you go into, and you're helping these just wonderful people, and you realize...
Because they're not watching Hollywood. They're all zenned out in nature, like really connected to the gods, you're saying?
Yeah, and they're just good, decent folks. And they're just like us. They want to talk about barbecue and sports and their family, and they want to brag about their kids. And this is when you go into the Nuba Mountains of Sudan, or when you go into the Kurdish region of Iraq, or when you're hanging out with the Uyghur community. We all have a lot in common. Then the State Department sends their aliens into that country, and they're like, "Who? These Americans are weird." Yeah, those people are weird to us, too. But when you deal with these folks, and that's where I always said that the vulnerable are not weak. They're strong people placed in impossible situations, then that we have an obligation to stand alongside with them. And if all of us stand with those who are vulnerable, there's no one vulnerable. Like right now, Peng Shuai, a world-famous tennis player, is very vulnerable. There was a photo of her that came out today. She was meeting with the IOC committee saying that, you know, she misspoke when she said she was sexually raped by her coach and that was misunderstood. And then you can see in the photograph.
The pressure, they're told to say that.
You can see CCP agents, there's a mirror. You can see CCP agents scowling at her as she's speaking. And yet our media goes along with this charade.
And let's talk about that paradox, because I'm all for helping refugees. I'm all for helping people. The left collapses countries with lockdowns, organizes military-aged men, brings them in as a weapon against us, and that discredits all the real political prisoners, all the real refugees who are being persecuted. And not only does our government not let them in, they cover up the persecution. So yes. That's the next level of this.
Yeah, they cover up the persecution, and they like mass migration to disrupt social order. But for example, when I was in a refugee camp in Iraq during the purge, during the war against ISIS, I was with Yazidis and Christians, and I had asked them naively, you know, are you hoping to go to America? They got angry. Why would we want to go to America? Our home is 6 miles down the road that way. This is where my family has lived for thousands and thousands of years. I just want to go 6 miles down that road, but there's ISIS between me and my house.
Which was funded by the globalists. So there was an ISIS purge against them. Yeah. They just want to go home. But that's why Obama and the left funded the Arab Spring to drive all those people out.
And can you imagine, there was a beautiful documentary called God Grew Tired of Us about what happened to the Sudanese refugees once they came here. It can be very lonely. You know, not every refugee needs to be resettled in the United States. International law says they need to go to the closest safe country. And that really makes most sense for the refugee because that's where they're going to feel most at home. I would feel more at home in Canada than I would in Mongolia, right? It just makes sense. Now, some refugees, if you fought alongside the United States and you're an ethnic minority in Afghanistan, you are not going to be safe in Pakistan. You're not going to be safe in a neighboring country. You may need to be resettled in the United
States. And if a lot of listeners are like, why do we even care about this? Because they're collapsing the U.S. This is the future we're all dealing with, is displacement and war. That's where the world's going.
Yeah, I'd like to answer why we should care about that, Alex, because I'm not a do-gooder. The last thing I want to be is the white guy on a horse gallivanting around the world. I'm not trying to free the Dalit or change Indian social structure. But the problem is, what happened in Afghanistan happened in our name. They went to that country. They promised. They made all sorts of promises.
And blew it up.
And then they blew it up. And men and women served alongside our men and women. And our missionaries went there. And not just Christians. Christian missionaries went there. But leftists went there. Planned Parenthood went there selling their garbage. And they made believers.
And I think that's what made it actually fall was they told the Afghans, a man's a woman, a woman's a man. We're going to cut your son's genitals off. That's probably what turned the Afghans against us.
Yeah, it's interesting how the neoliberals, like the Taliban and the CCP have been working. I had an article at the Stream with Prime Minister Salih Hidayat outlining the over 30-year connection between the Taliban and the CCP. In fact, in 1999, Two CCP generals wrote a report that has since become public saying they could use al-Qaeda to take down the World Trade Center towers. This was in 1999. On September 11, 2001, the Taliban and the CCP made an economic pact on September 11, 2001. So you have the CCP working with the Taliban. You have the Biden administration calling the Taliban our partners now. You have NBC and the world governments and all of these big multinational corporations parading to Beijing. They're all in bed with the CCP because they can exploit not just slave labor, but Chinese labor, where people have no rights, no right to own property, even no right to freedom of speech. And so there's this strange thread that connects the CCP, the Taliban, the deep state. The same thread. You know,
Pope they're Francis, all criminal networks.
Yeah, I'm Catholic. Pope Francis has never once mentioned the word Uyghur. He supports the lockdowns. He supports the deep state, the deep church. They're the same. Archbishop Vigano wrote a letter to the mothers of Italy, and he said the deep state and the deep church are the same. The only difference is one wears a tie and the other wears a Roman collar. We need to stand up against, it's not really even that we're standing up against the deep state or the deep church. It's that they're so relentlessly violent and cruel to the vulnerable that we must, there is no excuse. We must stand with those who are suffering. And why do we do this, really? I think maybe my inner psychological motivation is a thoughtfulness to my posterity. You know, when the Armenians were destroyed by Turkey, Hitler used that as his justification for the Holocaust. When Kristallnacht happened, when the Beijing Olympics happened, I mean, when the Berlin, Freudian slip, Berlin Olympics happened, it empowered the Nazi regime. When we turned our back on what Hitler was doing, we doomed so many men, our grandfathers, they would have to die on the beaches of Normandy. And if we don't stand up to the CCP now, your grandchildren will be in a war with the CCP. I oppose the invasion of Iraq, saying Americans don't have the fortitude to stick this thing out, and it'll be catastrophic in the long run to lead to genocide. Sadly, that's what happened. And I remember saying at the time, the neoconservatives and the neoliberals that support this war, their children aren't going to fight. I said, my son is going to fight in this war. Now, at the time, my son was, I think, 10 years old. Well, sure enough,
now he's in the war.
Sure enough, my son fought in Syria. He fought in Iraq, nose to nose with ISIS. In fact, while I was with the Peshmerga in Iraq, my son was with the U.S. Army in Syria. They never
had a crazy feeling.
It was crazy for a time when there was a bit of a tension between the U.S. and the Kurds. And I remember telling my son, "You tell your commander that you're Peshmerga and that your dad's over there, and you're not going to, you know, you're not going to, if it goes south, you're not going to deal with it." But I'm very proud of my son because he's an island boy. You know, he's half me, half Pacific Islander. He likes to barbecue and lift weights, and just he loved Hawaii so much. I was really surprised. I always tell my boys, "You're going to have no choice. Jones has, since this country was founded, have served in the infantry." I never thought he would do it, and he went and he served with dignity and with honor. And he doesn't talk about it much, but it's going to be us. By the way, I didn't support nation building in Afghanistan. I said, go get the bad guys and leave. They supported nation building. I didn't want to make promises to the people of Afghanistan. But you know what? If my wife takes out a credit card, I got to pay the bill and vice versa. And this country incurred debt to the people of Afghanistan. And what we're trying to do is pay some of that debt, that we're trying to save lives. And it can be overwhelming.
Let me ask you that question when we come back. Why would Biden pull out that way and not stabilize it? Why would they want it to fail? Because they're nasty.
I can prove they lied.
Hand it over to China. Well, I'm going to get your view. That's my view. Jason Jones, our guest, Alex Jones here. The great Gerald Celente, who we're going to steal 15 minutes from, he has had a power outage thanks to the great deindustrialization of this country and the cold weather hitting the East Coast. So we'll see if he gets back up. We're going to host a little bit the next hour regardless with Jason Jones. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. It is a revolutionary act to promote those websites. And what's the best site for people to visit with you,
Jason? TheGreatCampaign.org. And you can follow me on Getter at Jason Jones Show.
Awesome.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.